Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the show where we talk about the Akashic Records, and we talk about what the Akashic Records can do for your life and why you're even listening to an Akashic Record program. And I've been working with the Akashic Records, for over 16 years, and what's important to understand about the Akashic Records is that they are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. The other part that's important to understand is that you can use the Akashic Record energy in every area of your life. And so how can you do that? Well, I do consultations. I also give lectures. And I teach people how to access their Akashic Records and use that energy in every area of your life. And what's important about that is that once you learn how to access your own personal Akashic Records, you never have to worry about, well, actually seeing somebody else. I mean, sometimes you go to your teacher for clarity, but basically, once you know how to access your own personal Akashic Records, you can pretty much do it on your own. I was at last week, one of the reasons why it wasn't live was I was at the Universal Light Expo in Columbus and was driving home right when the show would have been on. And the other thing is I did an Akashic Record, I did another expo today in Ohio, and what was interesting is that I found and I met many people who had never heard of the Akashic Records. Now, the people in Columbus seem to be a little bit more familiar with the Akashic Records because it seems like they had heard of Edgar Cayce, whereas some of the people, a lot of the people that came by my booth had never even heard of Akashic Edgar Cayce. Now, Edgar Cayce was known as the sleeping prophet, and what happened is he would go into trance, and then he would get asked a question, and he would bring forth the information, but somebody would have to transcribe it, because he wouldn't necessarily be in his body able to really, he didn't have his eyes open, let's put it that way. He was truly channeling from another place. And what I do is I access the Akashic Records consciously with a specific sacred prayer that shifts the energy to make the information more accessible. So that's what I do for folks. And we have a caller on the line, and that's great. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Amy.
Hi, Amy. Where are you calling from?
New Hampshire.
Oh, great. Good, good. Is this your first time listening to the program?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I'd like any information you can give me about my money issue. I'm currently unemployed. I have an online business that brings in a couple hundred dollars a month, but that's all the income I have. It's just me by myself here. I'm 3 months behind now paying my mortgage, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to clear this up or what.
And what kind of online business do you have? What are you selling?
It's a spiritual online business called Ask Angel Amy.
So it's a spiritual business,
mm-hmm.
And so you're giving advice over the Internet, is that right?
Right.
And what are you doing to promote the business?
I have a blog talk radio show.
Okay.
I have an article that I send out weekly to, I have about 131 email recipients that I send out to.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so what specials are you running right now?
I'm not running any specials.
the reason why, here's what's coming forward. You have 131 people that have used your service, right?
Right.
And you have a blog talk radio. Do you have a sense of, do people call in their questions? Do they email them to, or what?
They call in, yeah, and I'm on air for 2 hours, and we get caller after caller.
And so that's great. So that means that somebody's hearing you and they're responding to you.
Right.
So what part of being afraid to receive money are you dealing with? Do you happen to know that core issue?
No, I don't.
Okay, so we're going to get into that, but what's important for you to understand is that you have people who want and need your service.
Right.
And so from a marketing point of view, it's going to be very important that you go ahead and create some kind of a special that's going to create more business for you, because you have people
okay.
who are listening to you.
Right.
So what do you normally charge for your readings?
Well, I do clearings, and my clearings are $44, and it's pretty much 15 minutes, although my clearings have actually been going a little deeper, so they've been going anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes. And then my sessions are $40 for 30 minutes and $80 for an hour. I self-empower people. That's my theme. I self-empower people.
And so how are you putting to work the information you give to people?
What do you mean?
How are you moving into the energy that you're sharing with other people?
As far as calling them forth, or as far as working with them?
As far as using the information in your own life.
Well, I do walk my talk, and right now I'm walking through this, and I'm not going into the fear.
Well, that's good.
I'm staying very positive about this.
Great.
Which is exactly what I would tell everyone. And I'm
right.
Just,
you're walking your talk. So if somebody called you and said, "Hey, I'm 3 months behind on my mortgage," what would you tell them?
You got to stay positive, and you've just got to stay in the highest vibration, which is what I'm doing.
Great.
Am in that high vibration. I stay in it every day, every chance I get. If I feel myself going down, I get right back up.
So what is your vision? Like, here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that you have to be able to start visualizing just for like 2 minutes a day how you want your life to exactly look and feel.
Okay.
And the reason why that's important is because it's really about getting clear about what you want. Do you really want to stay in that house?
No.
There you go. Okay. So what do you really want?
I want to continue to help people because that's my passion. I love
right.
helping people.
Okay.
I want to live in a place where there's no one living above me so that I can sleep at night.
Okay. And so you're in a condo?
Right.
Okay. And so you want to, so maybe the next condo you're going to be on the top floor rather than having anybody above you, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the idea here is that what's interesting here is it's really, first of all, what I'm hearing is you have to raise your prices.
Okay.
And because it's going to be very hard for you to survive on those prices, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so the idea here is that there's nothing wrong with helping people. And there's nothing wrong with giving somebody a break on the dollars if they need it. But if you now it says ask Angel Amy. So what they ask you about life, or what do you mean you do clearings? I'm not getting that.
I clear their energetic body, and it's actually a combination of I go in, I clear their energetic body. Sometimes I get guides for them. I get different messages. It's done energetically, but I also type out an email, and I send them the email after I've worked on them so they know exactly what I did and the spirits that came in to work on them.
But I'm on your radio show, what kind of work do you do? Do the clearings in the radio show also?
No, that's where I do the self-empowering.
And so what I'm hearing, though, is that there needs to be more of a promotional aspect of it. Do you have, like, commercials about yourself during your program?
No, I give an introduction in the beginning and at the end.
Anything in the middle?
No, there's no break.
Well, you don't need a break. You're the one that's running the show, right?
Right.
So you can say whatever you want anytime you want, correct?
Right, yeah. And sometimes I do. Yeah, sometimes I do that.
Right. And so first of all, as far as your current house is concerned, or your condo, are you planning on putting it on the market?
That's it. I'm not sure what to do.
Well, if you don't want to live there, why not sell it?
Yeah.
Are you underwater on it?
Pardon me?
Is it worth, are you paying more, is your mortgage higher than what the property's worth? So what you owe on your mortgage, is it more than what you could get, what you could sell it for?
Yeah.
So if you sold it, you'd still owe money, correct?
Right.
Okay. So see, here's where the challenge you have, Amy, is that you yourself have a lot of power, and because you really don't want to stay there, you're not manifesting the money to stay there. Yet you can't really move because you would lose money if you just walked away, right?
Right.
So somewhere the core here has to change where you're going to be okay living where you're at, because what I'm hearing is within that location there is a lot of anger there.
Okay.
Can you identify with that?
Yeah, some of the tenants are kind of fighting amongst themselves. I mean, they're civil, but they still, when we have the condo meeting, it's not pleasant.
Yeah, but I'm saying is you're also holding some anger.
No, I think I kind of worked through all that.
What's
I'm
the part about
here.
Somebody walking, like you don't want to hear anybody above you?
Well, like today, they were upstairs having a party. They just had company, and I was trying to listen to a show, and they were upstairs, and it's like I can hear everything.
Uh-huh. And so
they're at least better than the last people that lived here.
No, but the idea here is that you're allowing somebody else to control you. So if you put earphones and you plugged them into your computer or a radio, would you be able to hear the show better?
Yeah.
And if you could go into a different part of your apartment or your condo where the party wasn't taking place, would it be easier for you to hear?
No, I'd still hear that. It's a real small place.
Okay. So the idea here is what's happening is that I'm hearing is that there is a lot of frustration that you're holding. Not only for this particular apartment or a condo, There's frustration there for you, and so because you're giving mixed message to the universe, it's almost like you're not being able to attract the dollars that you want.
Okay. Yeah.
So first of all, you have to be very clear about how you want your life to look and feel. That's why they were saying in the very beginning, you've got to take at least 2 minutes every day and do a solid meditation of nothing but visualizing how you want your life to look and feel, from the way it smells, to the way it looks, to the way it feels, to the what your environment looks like, the whole thing. Very, very detailed. And you need to hold that for 2 minutes. The reason that's important is because then it's sending a direct message to the universe about what you want to create.
Okay.
The other piece here has to do with are you, and I don't know what this means, but are you afraid to receive money?
No.
I mean, are you afraid to, like, report it, or is it? Are you in conflict with receiving money? Like, if you receive money, are you afraid that somebody's going to be jealous? Are you afraid? Something's going on with afraid of receiving money. What is that?
I don't know. I don't think I am.
So if you got a windfall of money, who would you tell first?
I don't think I'd tell anybody for a little bit. I think I would sit on it for a little bit.
All right. Okay, that's good. So the idea here is that but there's something about being. Let me see if I can get some clarity on this. It's almost like you want to give so much you're unwilling to receive. Like not wanting to ask for help, not that's what I'm getting. Does that make sense to you?
Not really. I mean, so that would have been me a little while ago, but I've gotten better at that.
The reason what's happening here is there's a block to your receiving and claiming your gifts. There seems to be some kind of a block around being willing to really market yourself. Really put yourself out there. I mean, I know you have the show and you have an email list, but there's something, it's like, who else knows what you do? How do you get your business?
Everywhere I go, I tell everybody.
I mean, are you speaking at bookstores? Are you
No.
Are you offering teleconferences? You know, are you writing a blog?
No.
Do you want to do that?
Well, that's kind of like what my articles are. I write.
Where do you publish your
articles? I send them to my email list. Well, the people that sign up for my articles.
Okay, so have you thought about creating an actual blog where other people can read them and you start producing them, let's say, on YouTube?
No, I haven't thought of that.
See, the idea here is that you have a gift, but you have to be able to get it out to more than 131 people.
Yeah.
And you have a PayPal account, right?
Right.
So that's how people pay you, is that correct? Or they send you a check?
Right.
Okay. So
yeah.
The idea here is...
PayPal or cash.
I'm sorry, what?
PayPal or cash or check, yeah.
Right. So the idea is that it's time for you to start moving out of your condo and, let's say, go to a metaphysical bookstore and offer to do readings there. Create a blog that people start like subscribing to or looking at. Create a YouTube of what you want to do. And then advertise that on your radio show and on your email address. I mean, your email list. The other piece is it's also about raising your prices and coming up with a holiday special to bring more money in.
Okay.
So the Akashic Records don't necessarily do futures because there's so many possibilities and probabilities out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the other piece also has to do with you literally writing down what your belief systems are of our own money. When did this the shortage of funds start?
My unemployment ran out in June. I know I was carrying something from my father. I know that.
Uh huh.
But I feel I've cleared a lot of that this summer.
Okay, so, but something's still hanging on.
Okay.
Right?
Oh.
And when you ask your angels, what do they tell you?
I keep getting that when I stay in the positive, you know, I'm able to manifest.
Yes, that you can manifest, but you have to take action along with that manifestation. The idea is if it's like if you take one step, the universe will take five.
Yeah.
And the other piece is that you have to, again, they keep saying you have to get real clear about what you really want to do with the way you live. You may also want to clear the energy in your apartment.
Okay, yeah, that's an idea too.
And because it's about really, and there was like, you have to, once you commit to wanting to stay there, you need to let that land or that property know that you are with it, that you love it, and that you want to stay there.
Okay.
Because then you're communicating with the energy of your space.
Yep, I get that.
Yep. And so it can be very scary when you're 3 months behind on your mortgage, because it's very easy to get so behind you can't make it up.
Right.
And so sometimes we can lie to ourselves and say that we're being positive, but the underlying piece is that we're really afraid and we're not admitting it.
Yeah, I kind of walked through that.
And so, but it's really important that you understand that there are techniques to move forward out of the fear.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's also a part that needs to this is very interesting, because what I'm getting is there's a part of you that needs to claim the fear. At the same time, not allow the fear to impact you. That can be very tricky.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay. And so it's really about acknowledging it and literally letting it go. It's a matter of actually asking an angel to come and take it.
Okay, yeah.
And then the other piece is that you really need to have a very, very strong, loving conversation with your angels and ask for help.
Okay.
Is this helpful?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's pointing out some things.
Yeah, because the reality is that you know you have a lot of power that you can use, and sometimes, and it's very, very natural, it's like we think it's okay for everybody else but not for us. Or yeah. It's like we forget our own tools. Or there's a part of us that somehow believe that, I mean, and it's not a lasting belief, but there's a fear gets in there, and it's almost like there's a hopelessness or a helplessness that shows up where we just want to be rescued. And the reality is, it's not about holding the energy of rescue. It's about holding the energy of knowing that you're doing everything you can to be able to do the best you can to move, to get yourself out there to serve the universe.
Right, yeah.
Do you see the difference there?
Yeah.
See, if we go to manifest and try to manifest, but we're manifesting from a victim space, we can't manifest.
Right.
Because you manifest with feelings.
Yeah.
You know all this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. At least you know it, right? I don't have to explain it to you. So what I'm hearing is, I'm just basically, what they're telling me is, I'm repeating to you what you tell other people.
Yep.
Okay? So get the mirror out and do a clearing and a consultation with yourself.
Sometimes it's like it's just, you need somebody else to tell you what
I got it.
Like,
I do. I understand. Yeah.
I spend all my days and my energy telling other people. It's like, okay, wait a minute. I need a little help here too.
Well, for sure. And that's why you're hearing what you're hearing.
Yep.
And it's good. And, you know, I have to give you a lot of credit. Because there's a lot of times that people don't ask or won't ask for help. And it's important that you do ask for help. But not just from here. Like when you go in the grocery store, let people open the door for you. Somebody wants to help you carry your groceries out, let them do it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the idea here is receive when something is offered. From this point forward, Amy, do not refuse anyone's help when they're offering it.
Okay, get it.
You understand that, right?
I get it.
Okay. And it's like, can I help you with that, ma'am? No, that's okay, I got it.
Yep.
Can I help you with that, ma'am?
Well,
thank you very much, I appreciate that.
Wait a minute, yeah, get back here.
yeah, exactly. So, can I help you with that? Sure, of course you can. How nice of you. Bless you for helping me. Thank you, universe, for sending me this angel who is offering to help me.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you were listening.
Yeah.
How did you come upon the show tonight?
I had written it down somewhere that BBS Radio has the Akashic on Sunday nights, and I'm like, oh, let me join in.
Okay, well, I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you did, because your questions and your situation have helped many, many people listening to this.
Yes.
And you know, it's important that you understand what a service you've done tonight by calling in and asking these questions.
Yeah. I know there are no coincidences.
No, there is not. There are certainly not. You know, and the other part of this is that you need to start telling yourself the truth about what you want.
Yeah. I think that's my biggest
challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And remember that it's a really the most important thing in our lives is that we go for the joy.
Yeah, and joy is so important now.
It is.
I get that. Yep.
And you really have to go for the joy. Only do stuff you love to do.
Yeah.
And then the other piece of this is that when we're talking about promoting yourself, the reason why you want to promote yourself is so that you can help more people.
Exactly, and that's what I have passion for. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, and the other part, you can continue to love it, but love it for profit.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with earning a living doing what you love. And there's a lot of people out there that think that just because they're doing spiritual work that they shouldn't be making any money. That's old paradigm thought.
Yeah, I know.
You understand that, right?
I do. Yeah, I get that.
So you have to enact it.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you go to a bookstore and they take 20% of what you make, your prices need to be higher.
Yeah, I get that.
So when you walk in, whatever you're receiving joyfully, not with, wow, this is all?
Right, yeah. Yep.
You gotta, it's really about valuing you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Are you full now?
That helps a lot. Yeah, that
I hope so. I'm sorry, what?
I think it just kind of put something straight for me.
Well, good. I'm glad because, we all need that now and then.
Right.
We need to be able to hear somebody tell us what we already know. Because then it becomes a confirmation that we're on the right track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that we really do know what we know.
True. Mm-hmm.
So when's your Blog Talk Radio show? Let's tell everybody about it.
It's Ask Angel Amy under Earth Angels Radio. But if you just type in Ask Angel Amy, it comes up. And it's on Thursday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. And I have a co-host, Nick Delicata. And we go for 2 straight hours, and we just take caller after caller.
And the other question, how long have you been doing this?
I'm going on my 2nd year of doing this.
Very good. So now you have to turn those callers into dollars.
Right.
No, I got that. I got to do the same thing. Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to be able to give advice and give it away free. But it's another thing for somebody to want it, be able to call you and pay money for it.
Right, yeah.
And that's the important thing. In fact, without that, we can't stay on the air, I mean, because I pay for my time here. It's not free.
Yeah.
So I'm very much in that same situation of, okay, folks, you enjoy what I do? Start calling me to book the consultations.
Yeah.
So I get that part very well.
Good.
So I want to thank you for letting me talk to me.
Good. Okay, we were here together.
Absolutely. We all mirror each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I wish you all the luck. Please keep in touch.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
I'll have my people talk to your people. My angels talk to your angels,
good.
Okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, take care, dear. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Good night.
Bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen, it's so true. We sometimes need to be able to speak to someone that's very much like us so that we can actually get into what we need to do for ourselves. And so, the lines are open. And if you want to call, to get some inspiration, you can certainly call me at, you can call toll free at 888-429-5471. Again, my name is Donna Fox. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. And you can even dial direct if you want at 530-513-6472 if you're out of the country. But, call and let's talk about what it is that you want to create. Let the Akashic Records help you. The Akashic Records is so much more than just past lives. I mean, I met many people over the past two weekends where the Akashic Records were only known for or identified with the past lives. Totally understandable. It's an old paradigm. That's what they were formally used for. But there's so much more. If you would think about the Akashic Record energy and how vast it is. Remember, it's the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime, but that's also very minuscule because it's you. Now think of the billions of people that have lived on this planet alone since the time began. And then expand that to the galaxy. It's not just this planet. So expand that so we understand all of that information that is being held in this wonderful energetic repository. So past lives, if you're walking into a huge library, are basically not even one room because there's so much more information we can glean. So we don't want to miss the different rooms that are available with information. And so if you would like a copy of some information of how or what to ask of the Akashic Records, just email me and I'll be glad to email you all this information. It's a long post. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can email me questions. You can also email me a request to be on my email list. You can request my schedule. I've got two wonderful classes coming up, one here in Akron coming up next weekend to learn how to access your own Akashic Records, one in a place called Wycliffe, Ohio, which is Lake County, Ohio. Also in San Diego, we've got a workshop coming up November, I want to say it's the 17th and 18th of November. That's a level one, and that's also going to be available via the Internet. So if there's anyone out there that would like to take an Internet class, that is going to be broadcast over the Internet. You do have to pay a fee for the class, but if you're in a place you can't travel to San Diego, please email me information and I will send you information about how you can participate and learn how to open your own Akashic Records via an internet class where you're part of a group where we all sit around and you are in your house and we are in San Diego, and I'll have people in the classroom and then we'll have people on the internet. We'll be able to see everybody. And you go through and learn the same way as the people that are live in front of me. And so if you would like to take an internet workshop, level one, on how to learn how to access your own personal Akashic Records, let me know. It's info@akashicwisdom.com, and I can email you information. And that weekend, again, is the weekend of the 17th and 18th of November. And so it is, the actual times will be California time from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. So you didn't need to adjust what your time schedule is, but it's 2 days, so it's 5 hours each day, and you get to sit in front of your computer and learn how to access the Akashic Records. You're also going to be receiving a manual in the mail that will help you through the class. And so if you've always wanted to learn how to access your own personal Akashic Records, please let me know. And again, it's info@akashicwisdom.com. Or if you want to call me personally and ask questions, you can dial me directly when I'm off the air at 216-691-1233. So if that's of interest to you folks, let me know. And we will have this Internet Akashic Records Level 1 class going. Also, if you're interested in prosperity, there's going to be a workshop here in Akron in December, the first week in December, weekend of in December, on prosperity, about how to unlock the blocks, to understand a little bit more about how prosperity works and abundance works in your life, and how to clear your energy for it. Also, that is going to be here in Akron. You do not have to know how to open your own personal Akashic records to attend this class, although it's helpful. But you don't, you know, if you don't haven't had a chance to take the Level 1 Akashic Records workshop, you can still attend the Prosperity through the Akashic Records workshop in December. And all this is available to you. It's just a matter of emailing me for information on my the website. Actually, it's not the website. It's not on my website. Don't go to my website. It's an email, and I send you the information via email. So that's that. And if you'd like to call in tonight and talk a little bit more, you can dial in at 888-429-5471. And we are here. So talking to those people who want to be reminded of their magnificence. Oh, that's the other thing I want to tell you folks. I'm so excited about this. As for those people who have listened to my show before or have kind of followed me over the last year or more, you know that I moved. And when I moved, I lost track of the masters for my forgiveness CD and my Wisdom Place CD that I produced and wanted to get copied. So now I found the masters and the forgiveness CD as well as the Wisdom Place CD that has been, those are messages brought forth from the records and meditations brought forth from the Akashic Records on forgiveness. And then there's one, the meditation and on how to meet your guidance and start your day is with the Wisdom Place. And those go along with the Remembering Your Magnificence, which is all the things you always wanted to hear as a kid but didn't. It's all about remembering home and remembering how perfect and loving we are. And so those CDs are available. They're $18 each plus shipping and handling, or you can buy all three for only $30. So if that's of interest to you, again, email me and I will email information back to you. So I hope that's been helpful to you. So this has been a long day for me, and if I would love to be able to talk to some more people. However, here's the deal. I'm really not into talking to myself. I don't have a co-host. I consider you out there listening my co-host. Here's why. You call in, you have a question, and we talk. That's the way this program works. If you don't feel like calling in, that's just fine. I get off the show early. Doesn't mean that it's any less money for me, but it means that you don't have the benefit of the wisdom coming from the Akashic Records. And I so enjoy sharing this wisdom to you. So give me a call at 888-429-5471, and let's talk about your life or the earth or global questions, whatever it is that you would like to talk about. And we can have a great time and get some major insights for yourself and others. One of the things that you can do also with the Akashic Records is that you can learn how to heal relationships. And the way you do that is by asking what the person that you're in relationship with needs from you. And we can't open the records of other people without their permission. And we don't open the records of anybody under the age of 18. But you can certainly ask what people in your life need from you. And if you want to be private about it, you can email me your question, and I will answer it on the air. I do need the current legal names of those people involved, but you can email me. I'm sitting right by my computer at info@akashicwisdom.com. So if that's of interest out there, so email me some questions. Great, we've got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Don. Hello. It's Bob from Colorado.
Hello, Bob from Colorado. How are you?
I'm fine. I haven't called you up in a while. I figured I'd give you a call.
Oh, I'm glad you did. I can hardly hear you. Can you turn your volume up a little bit?
Let me see. Does that work?
Okay, that's a little better. How can we help you tonight?
Okay, good.
Great.
Well, first off, the call that you got from Amy was very good. I just wanted to go ahead and compliment you on that and the response. I think a lot of people benefited from it.
Right. We really thank Amy a lot for doing that. That takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, especially a first-time caller.
Right, absolutely.
And last week you had spoken to JoJo, and you had said something about the redwoods and the trees there.
Okay. All right.
And I had an experience a long time ago where I was in the redwoods, and I snuck away from my family and just sat at the trees. And I just felt something there. What did anything happen at that particular time with me?
Well, you're talking about, I'm not sure when you asked, did anything happen? What's your exact question?
Well, JoJo said that he felt something there, and when I went, I sat down, and I was reflecting on how old the trees were myself, and I just felt like they did have a sentient life force. This was a long time ago when I was younger, and I didn't have the insights that I have now, but I felt it at that time. But I was wondering if anything energetically or something else took place that I was unaware of.
Well, first of all, whenever you sit or touch the redwoods, they are so deeply connected to the earth that it's very natural, especially people who are sensitive to energy, even if you're younger and you're a child and you don't understand what's happening, because when you said they had a sentient life, they do. It's very interesting that the redwoods, their energy is so expansive and it's so deep that if you're sitting at the base of one of them, it's almost like you're able energetically to literally touch the core of the earth. And that's not something that you would necessarily know if you were young and wouldn't understand it, but the earth energy is so connected to that root system that it literally comes up and fills your whole energy field. So that's what I'm getting is what happened. Beneath the redwoods and all through the area, you know, you have a lot of extraterrestrial bases. But I'm not getting that there was anything specific in that respect. So much it was really more of the earth energy coming and filling your space.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was just a neat experience, and I was just wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, very tingling, huh?
Well, it seemed like I was sitting with old, ancient, wise men.
Yeah. Well, you were.
That was really it was just a neat feeling, and I'd never told anybody about it. It just felt really cool, and I always remembered it. And then when you had spoken last week, I thought, oh, gosh, I had a neat experience myself there. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to ask about that.
Well, you know, the idea of those redwoods is just a very special energy, very special. Absolutely.
It is. I highly recommend anybody to go there.
Yes, and there's a lot of them, so it's not like you just have to go to one spot.
Oh, yeah, and that was another related question. I was up in the Olympic National Forest years later, and there was a different energy there, and it felt just, I don't know how to describe it, but is there anything up there? It's a really old-growth forest in the Olympic National Forest.
Again, Bob, you really need to ask more specific questions about you. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh.
Is there anything up there?
Well, it seemed like the forest was alive. Obviously it was alive, but it was like there was other things there that weren't in other forests.
Well, uh,
It almost seemed mystical, magical. I just don't know how to explain it.
Well, there's very dense energy up there, and it's very intelligent dense energy. You know, so it's like walking through the comment they're making is walking through a minefield, but not from
Ooh.
A bomb point of view, but a real mind field. A field
that's
filled with mind information.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A mind field. That M-I-N-E, M-I-N-D, mind field.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was hesitant. I think we all were, because I was with family again, and we just stood there, and we were like, ah.
Yeah.
And we were almost afraid to go in.
Right, well, and again, because it carries so much information, it's like walking into a true wisdom place.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But again, it doesn't mean that you're going to receive the wisdom. It just means that you're among the information, and some people will get it, and some people will just enjoy it, and both are okay.
That just triggered with the redwoods as far as the Olympic National Forest. But also recently, on Wednesday evening, I looked outside of my window and I saw what looked like a star, but the star began to move and it changed colors to orange. So I figured it must have been a UFO, and I kind of just laughed. The next morning, when I was taking my walk, I stopped and I do my solar gazing, and I looked up to the left, and there was a UFO. Well, it looked like a star, but it faded and went out. And so I'd never had an experience where I'd seen two UFOs within just less than, you know, a 12-hour period. And I was wondering if there was something up with having two sightings so close to each other.
Well, you're going to be seeing a lot more of them.
Okay. I don't have any fear with it, as far as I know, do I?
No, it's not about fear. It's just that you have to understand
right.
that the energies are gathering. There's shift is afoot, and
sure.
As we shift, there are wonderful beings that are here to assist us in that shifting. And so there's
and
going to be more and more sightings.
From the one in the morning.
I'm sorry, what?
I got a really neat energy from the one in the morning, almost like it was a wink, because it was so, like, here we are, and we're going to go.
Well,
it was kind of like a wink, you know?
Yeah, totally understandable, and know that you're going to be experiencing that, or many of us are going to be able to, it's almost like they're going to be flashing around. So you could literally look at something and say, what is that? And look back and it's gone. So it's going to be happening more and more, where not only UFOs are going to be sighted, but there are going to be more and more people having the experience that there is something next to them, or that they see something on the corner of their eye, because spirit is gathering in a variety of different wonderful ways to support us in our own evolution, if you will. So the more we focus on love, and the more we focus on living in our heart, the more the evolution will be there, and the more we're going to, our consciousness or our vision is going to be expanded.
Okay,
so.
Cool. So just when we have a sighting like that, would it be good? Well, I think I already know. To focus in the heart sort of
absolutely.
Center.
Yep.
Okay.
And the more we can focus on the heart on a daily basis, the better off we're going to be.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what the whole idea here is, living in our hearts is going to be very important for us. And so that's, again, the more we can do it, the better off we're going to be.
Agreed.
Yep.
Last year, while I was doing my solar gazing, I was doing it almost on a daily basis or a near daily basis, and for like a week straight I was doing it. And how I do it is very simple. I just wait for the sun to rise above the azimuth, and I just go ahead and just do some breaths, and it's just very simple for me. It's just I don't have any really elaborate thing. That's all I do.
Uh-huh.
Well, last summer, I noticed something in the where I had been doing solar gazing all throughout the spring, summer, and then one day last summer, at the end of last summer, it was like a snap. The very next day, I couldn't look at the sun. The sun had actually changed, and I know it had changed, but I have no idea what had happened. Can you give me any insight on that? It looked like it was harsh to look at.
It had to do with the shifting of some solar flares because of the aspect of the Earth that was being shifted at the time. So it wasn't. It wasn't anything that actually would be verifiable. It was more of a. It's like the energy shift to the sun because of what was going on the planet. That's all I'm hearing.
It seemed to be harsh.
I'm sorry?
Harsh. It seemed to be harsh. Though.
Yeah, it was a shift. Sometimes when you have to shed certain energies, people can appear harsh. Things can appear harsh, and that's what was going on. And then it straightened back up for you, didn't it?
Well, not immediately. It went on for months, actually, and I was telling people that the sun had changed, and I was looking on the internet, and I couldn't find anything.
And you wouldn't find it.
Crazy.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. That was with me, or was that with the Earth?
No, it was the Earth. There's some people who were sensitive to it, and some people that weren't, you know. So.
Oh, okay. All right. No wonder why everybody was like looking at me like you're nuts.
Well, it wasn't. It's again, depends on how sensitive people were with their information, but with their visioning. So it's, you know, it did straighten itself out, and now you can do some more gazing, right?
Oh yeah, I was concerned because during the winter time, of course, when I go in the mornings, it was dark, so
yeah,
I wasn't able to do that until the spring. So I was thankful that it changed back.
Right. Yeah.
That is good.
But that, and it may happen again. Not to worry. It's just things that have the Earth is shifting. Shift is afoot, and we need to really be aware of that. And bless it.
People keep saying that.
I'm sorry?
People keep saying that, so yeah.
Well, again, but the way we can work with it is to really move into our hearts and really begin to love ourselves in a very, very special, special way. So,
right.
And sometimes it just takes time to learn to accept ourselves. And sometimes it's not very easy. You know.
All right. And then I've never asked about past lives, but I have just two questions about past lives. Number one was, when I was a little kid, like a real little kid, I had a reoccurring dream about a man walking down a path. And I was a little kid. I had no preconceptions or anything. So I remember every single day for, it seemed like months, that I would have this dream, and it was very brief, and so after a while it was boring, so I popped into him. Don't ask me how I knew how to do that, but I did it as a kid. And as soon as I did, I realized that this guy was exhausted. And all the guys on this path were exhausted. And I followed it finally, and it went through over a creek and up around a bend and into a cave, and it was kind of mundane. But from what I understood, that person was a slave. Is that correct? Was I a slave in a past life? Was that the correct reading of that?
It's just one of your past lives, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one pisses me off.
It what? It pissed you off, you say?
Yeah, because that guy was really cool. I, he was really a nice guy, and I couldn't understand why anybody would make him a slave. It's like, God.
I hate to break this to you, Bob, but there was a lot of nice guys that were slaves. Not a lot of nice ladies that were slaves. I mean, that's
I remember.
What
that was the only past life I remembered.
Well,
that's why it pissed me off so much.
welcome to the world, you know?
Well, that's fine. That's fine, I guess. All right.
Yeah.
But then I had another question.
Real quick, we only have about a minute more left.
Yeah, this is a real quick one. I was in Washington, D.C., and I was overcome by emotion the first time I saw, like, the Capitol building. And I'd had something like that happen to me before, visiting an old church I used to go to that I hadn't been to in a while, but I'd never been to D.C. Did I have a past life in D.C.?
Yeah, you were part of the movement for the Founding Fathers.
As, like, what sort of a role? I have no idea.
Well, it was about assisting as a scribe in writing the Constitution.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I actually picked up a copy of the Constitution, and I had it on my walls for years until it literally fell apart.
Uh-huh.
That I picked up there. Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and now you have to run.
Yep. Well, thank you for calling. It was wonderful, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Great to talk to you.
All right. Take care, Bob. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we really want to thank you all for listening. I hope it was helpful. Every time you guys call in, it's really an important information for many, many people. And so I so enjoy talking with you and being a part of your lives, and thank you so much for listening. If this has given you pleasure and this is something that you value, then I'm going to ask you to go up to PayPal and donate to the show. You can do that by just using my email address on PayPal. And it's info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can donate any amount you want, anything from, you know, $5 up. I don't know if there's a minimum payment on PayPal, but if you found value and would like to see this program continue, then I ask you to speak with your dollars and let me know you're out there. And email me, and I will email you back. So I so deeply thank you for listening. We're going to close the records of the Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Show. And I want to, my personal phone number again is 216-691-1233. That's you can leave a voicemail 24 hours a day. Not to worry, you're not going to bother anybody. It's that phone rings, and it's on silence, and I pick up the messages, not a problem. And so we're going to say we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Have a wonderful, miracle-filled week, ladies and gentlemen. And with that, I say good night. Bye.